Is there a type of convention that you have always wanted to go to? I feel like maybe I've asked this before. Like, I want to go to a cat convention. I want to go to a cat show. You know where, like, they pick, take out the cats and they go, this
I'd like
is
to go to,
a,
like a Yukonuba thing.
What's a Yukonuba thing?
Like, where they judge, like, the dogs and they put them up and they check, like, the tail and, like, their
fun.
Coloring.
Yeah, I think any animal convention, I think, it would be fun. But I've been to a few conventions in the past 2 years, and it's just like, I don't know, it's just so boring to me. Unless I'm really, really stoked about what's happening in this convention, I just don't even think it's even
like the only thing I really like is the LA Auto Show, but I wouldn't call that like a convention. I guess it is.
It's an exhibition. But I saw a food convention, like restaurants, like showing like new food that they're making.
Okay.
Like imagine, you know, you already go to Costco. You love getting the free samples. Imagine like free samples.
That would be amazing. But it's like new food. It's like new concoctions.
Yes.
Every time you go to a booth, it's like something you've never seen before that they're like about to release at a specific restaurant.
I can't even make up something in my head of a new food that could come out. I feel like we've done it all.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Mykonos. Remember we're at the table and they're like, this is actually our new dessert we're going to come out with. Not served this to anybody. You'll be the first person. We were like, what? Yeah, bring it out. We were so excited. They did the whole thing. And was weird. It tasted like sour.
It was a lot going on, but it was kind of good.
Yeah, but like not something they should release.
Yeah, I think we told them to like rework it.
Yeah, a little bit more work on it. Yeah.
Who's this like YouTube or like one of the FaZe guys is coming out with like the most sour
candy you know what?
Ever.
I watched the first 5 seconds and then it. I think something happened where I couldn't finish it, but I loved the branding. When I saw it, like the branding was like the mouth with the, it's FaZe. FaZe rug.
I'll do it. I don't want to do a big spicy chip challenge, but give me the most sour thing ever.
I don't think it was like the most sour thing.
My mouth is just watering saying the word sour.
I think it's just, is this supposed to be this? Oh, I created the world's sourest candy. Okay, never mind. I thought it was
one up,
like
candy.
Just a sour candy he made.
Yeah, and it's like a sour challenge. He's trying to like do like the spicy thing.
Okay. I love that. Honestly, I'm surprised that some YouTuber hasn't done this already.
What if like a bunch of stories come out that like kids' taste buds have like disintegrated?
They can't taste anything sour anymore. It's just completely
That's
burnt
the there. Worst about sour. You get like that roof of your mouth feels like it got sunburnt and then your taste buds get swollen.
And that's like even like if you're eating sour Skittles, after 5, there's cuts
Done.
On your tongue.
No.
What is that? Why does sour candy create cuts on your tongue? You're not eating anything hard.
I gave that shit up.
Is it the salt on the
It's poison.
It's like the aspartame.
Like if I were to guess, I thought it was like the salt. Like the salts are just hard around the candy, so it's just cutting your tongue as you're sucking it.
No, I think it's like an ingredient. I don't think you're supposed to be eating that.
Warheads are the best, though.
That's one thing I gave up, sour stuff. I used to love it as a kid. Now, I'm like, why did I ever like this?
Yeah.
I
don't really understand sour stuff.
On airplanes, though, I don't know. I love it.
Oh, I mean, yeah, candy.
Candy that does something is exciting. Yeah. Like Pop Rocks.
Yeah.
Oh,
Do we actually like it? Or there's
another element to it.
The Nerds clusters, I think, do something.
It does something. It's better than the rope, too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's perfect.
That rope just never was always so fucking underwhelming. They give you that stuff like it's a fucking hot dog and like
in that little paper.
I know a worker just cut it once. They're like, wait a second. They're like, oh my God.
We could sell this for more money if we just chopped it up.
You know what it reminds me of too? It reminds me of something Willy Wonka would create in his factory.
Because it is okay. Willy Wonka.
No, I'm saying that specific one. I'm not talking about any other like candy. I'm talking about that specific one.
It looks like Everlasting Gobstopper.
Yeah. It reminded me of something that would come out of that like
It
that
pisses pipe me off that the Gobstopper isn't the shape of the Gobstopper in the movie.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I wish it was like all those like runts stuck together.
Yeah. That looks like that kid's toy. That's
honestly,
like,
and it looks like a Rubik's Cube.
The bubble ball.
But also the one that Violet eats and she's like, she's like, mashed potatoes, a roast beef. Oh, save some for us,
Save
Violet.
Some room for later.
I think they did try to make it, but it probably cost so much to perfect it and get it like, because I'm sure they did it and it was just all getting mushed together and it didn't look
It's also
right.
gigantic to put that whole thing in your mouth.
They would have to like put like 3 in each bag in order for it to make sense.
Yeah, that's like a breath stopper, or like you would choke on that
guy. That's like those jacks that the game you would play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think someone at obviously Willy Wonka doesn't exist, but Wonka candies does. Do you think anybody at the factory like puts on like
like once a year there's like
yeah, probably like for Halloween, I'm sure they all dress up like Oompa Loompas and then the CEO comes out as Willy Wonka. I'm sure they do that.
Isn't it it's pretty, they could never hire a little person to work there.
I don't know, you can't do some worker discrimination if you,
I mean you can't discriminate. I mean if they want to work there,
right? But I mean I would just feel
you're hired.
They probably,
because
he probably gives them, yeah, you know what I mean? He probably gives them a warning. He's like, hey, you understand that like you're about to work at Willy Wonka factory. Right. I just don't want you to be harassed.
It's like a lose-lose situation.
Yeah. But honestly, or they could just like, everyone just makes a joke out of it and he's like, he likes it. Yeah.
Or in Willy Wonka, remember like the wallpaper that they would like lick?
Mm-hmm.
I know we've talked about this before, but I'm so surprised the world isn't running with the chocolate factory. Like, why aren't they making it?
Mariah with her worlds again.
Explain. I'm confused.
Like, why haven't they made Willy Wonka's chocolate factory somewhere?
Because like Mr. Beast did.
Like an actual factory.
Yes.
Have the chocolate river. Have the wall of where people
do
can
like
pick
an amusement park.
I'm
so surprised it hasn't been done.
There's always a reason. This has come out in the room. Trying to talk about this. Like, oh, we should come out. And I'm sure there are so many like cons to that idea where they just couldn't do it.
I think it would be because it would be very exclusive and it would be only like catered to the wealthy. It's like this Star Wars hotel or like that's a thing that they're running a problem with because there's not enough to make it affordable enough for everybody to go into a room where there's a bunch of free candy.
That's always like, why can't you just make it affordable? Yeah.
Maybe it is possible, but I think it's,
I just don't understand.
I think it would just be packed every single second of the day, good maybe shit. Like it's just so much going, so
but
much
that,
happening.
That is so nasty though. With that wallpaper, like, do you everybody think the Oompa Loompas are like, all right, we got to put up new ones because everyone's already fucking licked all this?
Wait, that I thought that wall they peeled off
licked it.
Oh, that's fucking.
That would be kind of a fun wallpaper if you were quirky enough to like so have fun in your house. Yeah. Just be like, it's the Wonka wallpaper.
That's actually not a bad idea, and it's easy to like replicate that too. Actually, that's a really nice wall.
Look at Grandpa's tongue gone.
That thing was thing.
Can he eat like that?
Stop.
Do you remember how Willy Wonka had like half a urinal in his like office?
Yes.
But everything in it was like half, but like half the urinal was like a bit much, yes. Mr. Wonka.
Did you see that school that had their teachers and the students on opposite side of like a clear like piece of vinyl with like whipped cream, and they're both like face to face licking each other.
Oh, but like who through is this coming tiny, up with these thin ideas? Little,
it is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. And it's like teachers with their students face to face like this,
licking the
same.
Wait, I don't understand the point.
I don't.
I think it's just a game. It's a game. I don't even know what the challenge is.
Who can eat the whipped cream off the fastest?
Something's wrong.
And you can hear the students in the background like, ew, this is disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Wrong. Not one person is like, maybe we shouldn't.
Oh my God.
Ew.
Okay. Like,
that's crazy.
Like it had to be clear?
I can't.
So wrong.
You don't think one staff member was like, this is not a good idea.
Should we do the intro?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot.
I forgot we were filming.
All right, baby.
Oh, shit. Let's run it. My cup again. 3, 2, 1. It's coffee time, baby. Woo-hoo! Ooh. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. Once again, this is Heath.
This is Zane.
This is Mariah.
That's Matt.
And we are Unfiltered.
That's right,
thank you again for coming to another Monday, Tuesday episode.
We're so happy to have y'all here.
Whether you are running on a treadmill, working out, doing laundry, at school, doing homework.
Licking your teacher.
Saving someone's life.
I was surprised how many people listen to this, like working out.
I don't think
we are motivational at all to be living or walking to.
I mean, hey, you had that whole journey. I'm sure people got up and fucking worked out. And now you don't have to anymore, baby.
It is so weird. Yeah. It's done.
Zane, do you watch anything when you like are on the treadmill? Heath, I don't know. I just know I've seen his stuff.
Back when I was doing the Zila and I had to run like 3 miles a day, I was watching shows to pass by the time. I had to. Music didn't help.
Yeah.
Podcasts didn't help. I had to be like watching something and enjoying it.
Have you seen there's like those like rings that you can put on to like scroll like through TikTok?
Oh no.
That's
so instead really of like, instead of being running like and like this. Doing this, you just have like a little Bluetooth connected button that just does the scroll for you.
You know what?
Enough.
You know what? Heath,
Zay,
I'd be on the treadmill and sometimes I'd go through TikTok. I'm just like,
and your hands are kind of sweaty.
There has to be an easier way because you're sweaty. You can't like touch the screen anymore. Great invention.
Boom.
That's a Mariah invention. I'm surprised you didn't come up.
I would never.
Okay. I have like a really weird question I want to start off with. So I saw a TikTok of someone talking about it that they heard someone else say. Where in your body do you think like your consciousness is? Like, where do you like live in your body?
Like your spirit? Like your soul?
Yeah. Like, yes, in a way. Like,
where do you feel it?
Like, someone was like, what do you mean? Like, I feel like mine is like behind my nose. And someone was just like, no. Or like, someone's not like in their head.
Oh, I think mine's my lower back.
That's where, okay. So it's like, that's where you think like your, like where like the weight of your
existence.
Existence.
Oh, is it the lower back? I swear.
That's why he's so cranky.
No, yeah. It's lower back. You know what? The back of my neck.
Yeah.
The back of my neck.
I feel like it depends. Here. Like it's either like in my stomach or chest or like my head.
The back of your head?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Back of my head or like stomach?
I'm going forehead.
But I think that goes.
You say a forehead. That's how big your head is, forehead.
I think that comes with like anxiety though.
Yeah.
So it's like chest, stomach. Like I just like.
Mine's in my shoulders or like mine is like this area here. Cause it's also how I gauge like when I need to work out. It's my like assessment of my like whole figure is just this. Like I live here.
Yeah, if I'm stressed, my forehead's a little bit.
Uh-huh.
If there was a second option, I would probably say my stomach.
Like, yeah, because I suck it. Controls you.
I suck it. Like I non-intentionally now suck in a lot. Like I'm just constantly sucked in. Whether like even if I had abs, I would just suck in because I do that all the time. So I feel like my stomach. Mm. I like that's where I'm working. I'm working over here.
I guess I'm going off of because you see people that get like transplants. Somebody gets like a heart transplant.
Yeah.
There was actually somebody recently that just got a heart transplant and had different like memories of.
Yes, I saw that. It was a little girl, right?
The child that she had got the heart donated from.
What?
Which I thought was really weird because that I didn't think.
I didn't even know you could.
She was having these dreams where it was repetitive dreams where she would wake up in the woods.
Yeah.
And it'd be a guy chasing her. So she described the man. She described her whole dream over and over again to like a specialist.
She kept having it after she got the transplant.
And turns out the person that donated it was.
She was murdered.
Yeah. She was murdered by that man that this girl saw.
Oh
in her dreams.
My God.
And that's how they ended up finding the guy.
Oh yeah. My
but
Lord.
But that can't hold up in court. Can but, it? Like,
they used that to get to finding the guy and finding actual evidence.
Oh, got it. To it. There was evidence after
it
that.
It led them to the guy and then I guess probably DNA.
Yeah.
Got
it. It was a match.
Wow.
Crazy.
That's unbelievable.
Which is weird that would be like carried in your heart. You know what I mean? Which
because muscle memory, isn't your heart technically a muscle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would think like stored in your brain.
Yeah. But
yeah, it's probably a little bit of a miracle from big man upstairs.
It's wild how they just do heart transplants. You're telling me that they just like take the most vital organ out and there's a moment and then they just link it all up.
You know, it's so interesting. There's, I think there's a few religions that it's a sin to donate like organs.
Yeah.
Like to donate each other's organs. I think it has to be like something spiritual like that. Has to do with it.
And but also even just, to like remove your limbs too. Or like, I thought like Rastafarians believe your body needs to be whole. Like didn't Bob Marley have cancer in his toe? And they're like, we need to remove your toe. And he was just like, no, my body has to be whole.
Wait, is that the story?
That's what my dad told me growing up the whole time. Pardon me if I don't have I thought Bob Marley got cancer in his toe.
No, that's definitely true. I didn't know that he was like, I got to keep my toe.
I'm pretty sure. Wait. Bob Marley should have not. Okay, Bob Marley was diagnosed
under
with
the nail of his big toe.
Of the big toe. Contrary to popular belief, the melanoma was not caused by a football injury. But
captain goes down with the ship.
That's right. You're only as strong as your weakest member.
Exactly.
Or toes.
I don't know. Don't wear that many flip flops or put sunscreen.
Wear some closed toed shoes. But speaking of miracle surgeries, I just got LASIK.
Did you really?
I did.
Oh my gosh. How did you, like, whoa.
I went to the person that you recommended.
Dr. Paul Lee?
Paul C. Lee. That's
right. He's the best.
But I got a different one. So I did something called Smile.
Okay.
It's different than LASIK. But basically, you know how, like, you got your flap peeled?
Yes.
Like, they cut the eye, fold it over. It sounds horrendous.
Yeah.
Mine was, they do, like, the laser thing with the light where you put it up to your eye. They laser it, and then he put a small incision on my eye and then went in with, like, tweezers, basically, and scrapes up the cloudy stuff and then pulls that out of the little hole that he made.
That's did wild. He recommend this surgery to you, or he gave you the options and you said, I like
he gave
that
me,
one
He
more.
Gave me two options. I went with that one because he said the recovery is super quick. He was like, if you rub your eyes a lot or you're active, he's like, you can go boxing the next day and get hit in the eye and you're completely fine.
This is like the athlete one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know. but yeah, so I went with that one. And also I liked the fact that 20 years down the road, I can still get LASIK if I want.
Because you went with that option?
Yeah, you can't do like LASIK twice usually.
Oh, shit.
but yeah, so I got it done. And the most insane thing I've ever experienced in my life. I'm not going to sit here and say it was like horrible, but I hated it. It was amazing that he was able to do it and it was so quick. But just the uncomfort.
It was so quick.
What was really scary, so they do the laser and they get done with that. And it basically, it like burns your whole eye.
Yeah.
So when he pulled away, I couldn't, like, it was white. I couldn't see anything.
Did you feel like you fucked
you probably
up?
You freaked out.
I thought
I fucked up, like, when I got mine
I was
done.
Freaking out. So like I went to like look around and it was just white. Couldn't see anything. And then I really started like getting in my head. And he's like, all right, now we're going to have to do the, you know, the scraping thing. And I felt like the knife go into my eyeball. And then I can feel him pushing down on my eye and scraping the black.
But you
part
just
of my
felt
eye.
Pressure because you couldn't, obviously couldn't feel pain because they numbed your entire eye socket.
Yeah. So they go in and you could just feel them pushing around. Apparently he like grabbed my eyeball with tweezers and was holding it still. And it's like digging around.
Yeah. There was a camera that me and Jordan were watching the entire thing. I totally zoomed in.
Yeah. I was watching Matt's too. It's crazy.
It's unbelievable. It really
is. Jordan apparently almost fainted. I haven't seen the footage yet, so I don't know what it looked like.
Oh, you haven't seen the footage? Should we all watch it together?
Yes, I want to watch it. I think I'm going to freak. Oh, wow.
Oh,
holy shit.
That's my eyeball.
So all of that fog is about to get cleared out.
Did you have like a condition? Or like, this is what they did to me?
Wait,
or?
Hold on.
Oh, wow.
He like pinched it and this,
you can't see right now, right?
No, like completely blind.
Yeah. Okay. So for the people listening, they're going in with like the knife. Is that the knife?
Wait, that knife looks jagged.
Wait.
No, that was like a
that
sponge.
Looks like an ice. That looks like an ice, like a piece of ice.
This looks like a dog's eye that's like about, like a really old dog's eye.
That was, so I think that was a sponge to
dry it.
Yeah, soak in the moisture. That's the knife.
That's crazy.
So I could feel
oh
all
my
that.
God, bro.
Dude, this is making me like gag.
Wait till he pulls it all out. It's like satisfying.
Did so were you nearsighted or farsighted? Or
I can't see far away.
Watch him scrape it.
Whoa.
Yo, this my is way more intense.
Oh my
than
God.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the video. I was turning away.
That's a lot of scraping, Heath.
Did you? Oh my God. This is like way more intense than what they did to me.
That was not what Matt did.
I could feel all of that.
Oh my God.
And just, in my eyeball.
Hey, this is whoa.
Oh my, he keeps going. He's not even going in slow. He's
Look, wait, watch.
What? Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
It's like when a reptile like gets rid of their film on their eye.
Isn't that a miracle?
That is wild.
And that's it.
Did you look up what this surgery was before you got it?
No, he goes, as soon as I go to lay down, he's like, you watched the videos we sent over so you know what to expect, right? And I was like, no, I honestly didn't because I can't. If I would have watched this before, I would have said no.
If I saw that, I don't know if I could have done it.
The second eye took like 5 times longer than that.
But you were numb though.
Yeah.
That's good.
And then
you were numb for that one.
Right when they finished, could you like, was it still blurry, but you knew you could see clear?
I wouldn't open my eyes. I don't know if a part of me was like scared. They walked me off and like stepped me down. because I was so scared to open my eyes and see if I was blind.
Oh.
So I like sat there. I went to the corner and I remember like looking up at her and I was like, I'm going to cry right now. I just felt like, I don't know. It
uneasy.
It was so uneasy.
But like, how is your sight right now?
Perfect.
When did this happen? Last week?
Two days ago.
Yeah, 2 days ago.
Oh my, are you on drops?
Yeah.
You got to put that little like,
little I got my drop. Breakfast, lunch, and dinners.
And you have to do the drops every day for?
4 times a day until the bottle's gone.
There's like two different, well, there's like one that's like the creamy kind of one. And then there's one that's like,
just to
keep it lubed up.
Yeah, it's mostly lubricant.
Oh, I'd like to put like on like an antibiotic one. Because I guess because they really like cut.
God bless the first few people that they had to test this shit on. No,
they're dead. Yeah. Rest in peace.
What do you mean dead? They're fucking blind. The kids.
How do you know you can do that?
Especially just scraping like that.
What really blows my mind is the laser that does it. So they're lasering my prescription into my eye.
Yes.
Oh, what about the, wait, you did the laser after that? Or was that the laser?
The laser was before that. So the reason my whole eye was white is because they burned it. And then they go in and like scrape out the burns. I don't know.
They like, they settle it out. So it's like perfect 2020. Like, so there is
trying
no
to figure this shit out. Yeah. Oh, we're going to burn the, I'm sorry. We're going to what? We're going to burn the eye.
Yeah.
And then scrape it off. And that's going to work.
But my buddy Austin is going to be getting it done, but his eyes are so bad that they can't do this or LASIK.
Oh boy.
So they have to go in similar to mine and they put a permanent contact lens underneath that.
Yeah. I've heard about that.
That's wild.
That's unreal.
Well, it's pretty miraculous, though.
Well, Heath, I mean, look, it was pretty crazy, but you still got through it, and now you can see
it. I know.
It. Well, 100%,
100% worth it.
Are you having the halo effect, though, at night? Like, have you been, like, seeing that glowing effect around?
Not really. I guess, like, a little bit, but not more than I guess I used to have.
Have you gone driving at night since
no.
it? Then when you drive at night, it's like, whoa. Or also, like, right when the sun sets and, like, you realize it's, like, light inside. It almost feels like you just took, like, acid or shrooms.
I've also been clearing up the last couple days.
Okay.
It started, like, a little bit cloudy, kind of foggy. And it almost feels like when you wake up in the morning and you, like, open your eyes for the first few times, you kind of have, like, that film.
Yeah.
And you kind of, like, try to clear it. It's kind of been like that, but every day since then has been getting better and better.
I don't understand how that surgery is almost as much as a root canal. It makes no sense. Like when I see that, I'm like, oh, that procedure cost $20,000. Yeah.
Like that is an actual medical miracle.
Yeah. What,
was it $20,000?
No, I'm saying when
he's saying
what
it should be.
I'm not saying it should be. Absolutely, they overcharge everything, but I'm surprised they don't overcharge this.
Yeah,
they overcharge everything else, but for like your eyes the most, I feel like it's so important, like definitely more important than your teeth.
I thought it was very reasonable for looking at what they just did to me, and I have perfect sight now.
Have you canceled your eye insurance now?
No, I haven't.
Do you because you don't have to pay to go see like an eye doctor anymore. You have good visions. There's no thing you don't have to pay for like your prescription lenses, or you don't need like insurance.
And I had just ordered like 3 days before this, a whole bunch
of contacts.
A whole year?
Yep.
How much do you guys pay for a year?
I'm terrible about remembering what I paid for things.
It's
I think it was either like $4,500.
$4,500 a year?
Wait, for what?
No. I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about the procedure.
Oh, no. A year, like on contact.
For contacts, it was $95 for a 3 month supply.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It was so definitely like a couple hundred dollars. And then you also think about buying glasses. You always get a new pair of glasses that are kind of nice every few years. And that adds up the amount of money you'd spend on contacts and getting a new pair of glasses over the course of years.
I mean, I would say like this compared to other surgeries that people really need and how much they jack the prices, this is so affordable. And I think this is a great like investment and thing to save on.
It's weird though that insurance covers and helps out with contacts, but it doesn't help out with this.
Because they don't want you getting this. Because that keeps you on a pay plan. If everyone got this, they wouldn't. It would ruin the contact industry and the glasses industry and the whole industry of optometry in a way.
And I'm sure those guys
follow
have a lot
money,
of
money, baby.
And I'm
follow
sure those guys money. Have a lot of negative things to say about this procedure.
There are.
Just
there's
to get
a lot
people not to do it.
I know. There's a lot of people who like say, do not get LASIK.
Yeah.
There is like the percentage of people who like have been driven by suicide and based off like LASIK.
I've
same
heard
thing,
that
root
too.
Canals too.
All right. You're scaring them.
No, don't, Keith. Do not worry about it. It's very,
rare. It's rare. It's, I mean, but that's like any procedure. It's like when you know how they put you to sleep to get your wisdom teeth taken out.
Yeah.
There's people that die just by being put under.
They don't wake up.
Exactly. I think, I mean, that's for everything. Any procedure, I think there's always a risk of death.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you just got your teeth checked out.
Yes, I did.
Did you have a cavity?
I got two root canals.
You got two root canals?
No, I have to get it. The thing, remember I felt it? I felt really bad.
I think you have a gift.
I just started eating candy again like 2 weeks ago. So I think the candy is what like hooked it. They're like, it needs some, let's get some crazy sugar in that thing. And as soon as I had like that candy for a few weeks, it like fucking, but it was so bad where like even breathing in, it like sends it through all like my nerves.
Electrical shock.
Yeah. And so I have an infection under my root canal. So whoever did my root canal like years ago, they didn't fully
clean it out.
So it was that's what I was told. And it got infected. And now they need to completely remove it.
It's so weird. We as humans, as kids, we have a whole set of baby teeth that we lose when we're 7 years old or like around our childhood. And then we grow in these pairs of teeth that we're going to have for the rest of our lives. Like
they should have spaced it, like lose it at 20.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What if we like shed our teeth every like 10 years? But wouldn't that be weird? Like some people are like, sorry, going through a shedding phase. Like it happens. It's normal. We understand.
Yeah, like a snake.
Maybe humanity would be way more understanding.
But you know what? Teeth would take so long, I feel like, to grow if we had one more round at 20.
Then you got like two coming in up here. It's like
you'd look like that.
The sparkly dressy. Somebody's getting a new tooth. They're a little cranky today.
Oh man. But yeah, I need to get two. But I've gone already five. So I feel like I'm just like used to it.
You should think about dentures at this point.
Heath, I think I'm gonna need veneers in like 4 years because if you look at like the x-ray, they're just everywhere.
See, your teeth look fine.
I know they look fine to the eye, but like
don't judge a book by the cover.
Think of like the structure of the bones. Like they're fucking, it's all filled with like, and what sucks about me when I get a cavity is that I don't feel it until it turns into a root canal. Mm-hmm. So like I have to get checked up like every few months just so they can catch cavities before they turn into a root canal. But I never go to dentists. You know why? Cause I hate dentists. I hate them.
It's all right.
How long did y'all believe in the tooth fairy for?
Not very long. I remember finding out.
I did get money though once.
You like
by putting my tooth under.
Put your hand out and catch your parents like wrist. Like, what are you doing?
But you know, when I got that $20 bill under, I really thought it was.
You were getting $20 for a tooth?
No.
Oh, I didn't.
But it was only once.
Should have got taxed on that.
My parents treated it like it was a magic trick, like the tooth would just disappear and that's it. We get nothing.
Did you ever try the string to the doorknob?
I kind of miss that feeling. That loose.
It felt like a scab. You just wanted to pull it off.
There was nothing better than sitting there, and you know it's on that one little fucking thread.
Shit.
I had two dead front teeth when I was a kid.
Dead?
Oh, Danielle too. She was saying that she had a dead tooth.
When I was younger, I fell and smacked my two front teeth on the ground, and they filled with blood, and I just had two just like dark brown front teeth for a long time until they fell out.
Damn, that's crazy. Ooh. Just dead. Dead. Your nickname, dead teeth. Oh man, yuck.
I gotta pee real quick.
All right, let's move on. Do it. Last episode, Hidaya was here. I think it was her second day.
Oh, how was it?
And then she filmed it. It was really nice. She just got fired from the restaurant she was working at. So, and she was just like feeling down. So I was just like, come right out here. I got her a ticket to come hang out for a bit, just to get away from the city. Fucking hate. I hate
the
New
Big
York.
Apple.
I hate New York. Every time I go, just like, get me out of here. Just something about it. But yeah, she was here. Pretty wholesome. I would say pretty wholesome week. We went and did some pottery one day. I was very good at it. I was very surprised. I was able to do like a perfect bowl.
You're very artsy though.
I was very surprised. I was just really.
You loved really arts shocked. And crafts as a kid, huh?
I don't think I loved it as a kid.
I wouldn't say you're a perfectionist, but you're really good at eyeing whatever it is you're working on and like knowing that you're in control of it. You like the control of creation in like a way. And so knowing that, like, I can see your brain and pottery being like, it's the most satisfying like thing of your outcome.
I could definitely go back and do it again for
like,
sure.
The way you edit videos and like the way it's like you're making a video.
I know what you mean. No, I definitely, there was it had to be perfect. It was perfect or I just literally crumple up and throw it away. But it was, so I painted, I did this like ombre inside the bowl, and I loved it, and it was perfect, right? And the guy was taking it off, and I was like, yes, this is, oh my God, people are gonna be so impressed. And then he made me, because he couldn't get the wire under to take it off the thing, he made me hold it. So he made me hold it from the inside and out. So like I held it, and I was like, oh my God, and I completely had to ruin the bowl. And he was like, okay. I was like, wait, it's ruined. He's like, well, we can't put it back on the... I was like, is there a way we can like spin it slowly so I can fix it? He's like, if you can't put it back, it's gonna fall off. And I was like, fuck. And then I tried to fix it. I took the paint. I was trying to do the ombre again, and it just wasn't doing it because I completely ruined the bowl. And I was so angry. I was
like, how are you supposed to get it off and fire it up without touching
it? Should you have wet the base a little bit more?
But to like it
dried up, and then he like transferred it. Like, but we didn't think that would like, I would have to ruin the piece. Yeah. And then after we took it off, I looked at it, I was just like, I don't even want this anymore. But they're like, oh, we're going to like, you know, laminate it and burn it or whatever. And in my head, I was like, I really hope they like try to fix it, like make it look good. I think they usually just keep it how it is and just do it. But I was just really sad.
How were people making pottery before a spinning like base?
Oh, I mean, there's literally, I mean, it, I think there would just be really shitty clay pots and bowls. Like, I'm sure it, think about really shitty ones.
Yeah.
You've seen like really shitty like clay pots. I think that's what they look like.
Honestly, I don't think like back then it was like aesthetic didn't matter.
Yeah.
But imagine heard that the town over that they had this spinning magical electric wheel and they were just busting out pottery left and right.
Imagine living in a time where you could just be like, oh, what should we do today? I don't know. We're missing. We could really use another pot for the hut. Like, all right, I'll make us a pot today. Or like, you know what I mean? Like that was your day.
And it was so cheap.
And you like cut wood and you create a chair.
Or you're knitting a sweater all day. Like,
how did they do that?
This is 1300 BC.
How did they do that?
Insane.
That almost looks like inflated. Like they had balloons or something, and then
they had to have had the spinny thing. There's no way. If
they could build a pyramid, this fucking pot doesn't impress me much.
I will always just try to figure out that whole pyramid. Just I will always, every podcast, if we could talk about it for 5 minutes, I would like that.
You know what really blows my mind? People that can blow glass.
I love those
think
videos.
That is the coolest.
You're talking about like when it's like when it's hot and they like
oh, the forbidden, like a, the forbidden slime,
the forbidden lollipop.
Yeah. Oh. It does look like candy.
It's on like a tube and they just like, and you see the glass inflating and they can like manipulate it and they put the torch on a specific area so they can like.
You never seen this? Like glass?
Oh. No, I've seen that. Remember what episode was it where you're like, if there is something you could eat, but like you can't technically.
That would be it.
That's, yeah. God, that looks so yummy.
And then they like dip it in glitter. And then people can make them look like dragons. They like pull the
Wait,
isn't that what they make like those Italians have with the oil? It's pretty much that.
Yeah,
right?
They can like bend. They take like a beer bottle or a Coke bottle and they bend the tube at the top of it and make it like do a loop.
Yeah, cool. Man, I'd just be so tempted to suck it the other way. Just have that glass just inflate so inside of my.
Are those expensive? It's do they charge shiny. A lot for those, or is it? It's pretty cheap because it's.
I would imagine they're. Pretty expensive.
But like that's the type of shit you always see at like grandma's house now. Like that I don't think that's cool anymore, like to see that on like it's on
very
shelves.
2000s decor.
It's very a little tacky.
But it's so cool though. Oh, so me, Danielle, Todd, and Hidayah went out one night. We went to a karaoke spot. And we were just chilling there, you know, showing her the neighborhood spots, and we were sitting there and this girl walks up to us, you know, and I'm just in my head, I was like, oh, she wants to say hi. And then she walks right past and then goes to Hidayah and she grabs her and goes, oh my God, you're so beautiful. Are you queer? And Hidayah was so taken back. She was like, no. And then she walked away, but we didn't hear that. We didn't hear what was going on. We're like, oh, is she saying hi? She's like, no, she wanted to like, I think she wanted my number. She wanted to like hook up with me tonight. I was like, oh my God, Hidayah, that's your first lesbian encounter. That's great.
Was she also in a scarf?
No, she wasn't.
She may have had a thing.
She was just like this beautiful girl. I think she may have been like Middle Eastern because I think Hidayah said she said something specific. She said some word that was like, my God. I think it was like, I forget what it was. But she said an Arabic word. that I understood. Mm. So that meant she was somewhat Middle Eastern.
Right, right.
And yeah, Hidayah, like, I think Hidayah walked off. She was like proud. She was like, okay.
All right.
Pulled. pulled a girl. All right. If I wanted, I could. I think that's how she felt. She felt invincible that night. Right.
When Hidayah said no, did you step in? You're like, I like girls.
Hey, what about me?
It's one thing to go up and hit on somebody, but I feel like it's got to be extra hard to go up and hit on somebody and be like, are you queer?
Yeah, it's very bold.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, it's you're getting hit on, but then there's like also another layer to
it. Yeah, because you have to like... There's a big chance probably the girl's not, you know what I mean? I don't even know what I'm saying, but like there's a big chance that like they're not, because I feel like that
right.
Just that's the
statistically speaking.
Yeah.
I bet that girl has changed people's minds.
Oh, she definitely
that's
has.
Probably
oh,
why yeah. she did it. She's definitely like, I don't has. Care.
and I went.
Today I might be.
That's gone right off. Nothing else exciting happened with the dyer here though. We just chilled.
I did see... we should take a little field trip. There is a Chuck E. Cheese in Northridge, which is about 15, 20 minutes from us. And it is one of the last remaining Chuck E. Cheeses that didn't transform into the 2.0. So the animatronics are still there.
There's a full stage.
Yes. But no way. June 5th, they're starting the 2.0. So everyone's like, go to the Northridge location. And if anybody has any connection, I want to buy.
Oh, like I want
to
buy one.
You want
to
buy
the animatronics?
Aren't the characters really huge. Scary looking?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's terrifying.
Is
I don't know if I'd want that.
The Northridge location?
They're about to do a massive.
Oh, yes, it is, Mariah.
There's going to be an auction, right? I bet. Or do you think they're just going to throw them out?
Oh no, collectors will come in for sure. Oh yeah, there's really.
I'm a collector.
We got to beat them, bub.
Get ready, or I think. I know there's just some hardcore Chuck E. Cheese entertainment.
There's no way they're going to give that away for cheap.
No,
that's going to be a lot of
they'll
money.
They'll take them to a collector's auction.
Jordan, like, find out how many original Chuck E. Cheeses there are left. This is like one of the few.
What's the amount you would pay for something like that?
$5,000.
You'd pay $5,000 for that?
Yeah.
It's a collectible.
$5,000 and it might kill you in the middle of the night? That's crazy.
My kids are going to love it.
just cry.
I'm thinking of my kids. I'd get the less scary one, like the chef.
Yeah, sure.
The Chuck E. Cheese's I worked at, we only had like one Chuck E. like alone. And then the other thing was like a blue screen thing that kids would get in front of. And then they would project that on the TV.
Nobody kill me. I've never been to a Chuck E. Cheese.
A Chuck E. Cheese is. Well, now I think they call them Chuck.
I thought we talked about.
We talk about Chuck E. Cheese.
You never got invited to like a birthday party at a Chuck E. Cheese?
We always did Kabooms.
Oh, that's why.
Have a Chuck E. Cheese near us?
I don't think there might have been, but I don't.
There had to have been.
Isn't it Pasquale is the chef?
So wait, what? These things are on stage and they just dance?
Yeah, they move very creepy, almost like claymation.
Mm. Hey,
I wonder the sounds it makes.
It's very creepy.
You just hear all the electronics in there.
But it's very, very, very nostalgic. Like looking like at that is.
And when you went to Chuck E. Cheese, that's what it looked like.
Yeah. Right?
Now, so I looked up what are the new versions of the Chuck E. Cheese, because obviously we haven't seen them, and they're all, the animatronics aren't there. It's just like a digital dance floor and then an arcade.
It's going to be virtual in about 10 years.
Yeah,
Chuck E. Cheese is going to be a hologram in the middle.
Yeah.
You don't even need to hire somebody anymore.
Yeah, they still run the shows like on floppy disks and stuff. Like,
wow.
You know what,
that's
Mariah,
how old the technology is of the animatronics.
I don't remember me as a kid seeing any animatronics when I went to Chuck E. Cheese. I just remember the mascot and him looking like what the mascot looks like right now. I don't remember him like looking.
And then he would only come out like every so often. I could never, when I was in the Chuck E. costume, I could never be out on the floor while the Chuck E. was on stage. Yeah.
Less than 50 original Chuck E. Cheese's left. So they call it the
Last of Us
Studio C version.
Okay, yeah. Mm.
So those are the ones with the animatronics. Now they're doing a 2.0. So that's why they're all transitioning to this new.
You should get one of the booths. I saw some guy named Stuart. He's like a Chuck E. Cheese owner who's been at his location since the 80s. He knows every nook and cranny of this Chuck
E. Cheese. Let's have him on.
And he was talking all about they're getting rid of his stage. He's really upset about it. But their booths which like came in like 2007, which is like when I worked at Chuck E. Cheese's. Those are getting taken up, but I'm like,
that would be fun to cool have in a little, basement, like yeah. a little nook.
Right. Yeah. I think you should bring it back. Hire dancers that do robot dances and put them in the costumes and bring it back. Zing. But it's not animatronics. It's but real life. It gives that like.
And the show that, is they make it look like they're animatronics. Then they yeah. come to life.
Yes.
Scare all the kids.
Yes.
They are extremely freaky looking.
Okay, Raya, I'm going to, we'll invest.
Okay.
You got to do all the work, though.
But actually, you know, they did drop the possessive. It's just Chuck E. Cheese now because they realize that's how people say it. It used to be called Chuck E. Cheese's.
Chuck E. Yes. Cheese's. You want to go to Chuck E. Cheese's?
Now they go Chuck E. Cheese. Oh,
okay. It does look good. Like, it is very, I don't know.
Hey, get rid of the cheese. Chuck E.
I'm going to Indianapolis and the CEO of Chuck E. Cheese is going to be there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe I should ask him what he plans to do with all the animatronics and I can come back with an answer.
There you go. Get the inside scoop.
You better hit it off.
I wish there was, I know, what should my opening line be? Like, hey, I used to be Chuck E. Or like,
Chuck E. Cheese, blank location.
Let's I woke up Chuck E. many times. That's what I'm going to say because that's what they said if you were an employee and they wanted you to go put on the Chuck E. costume. They said, go wake up Chuck E.
Oh
yeah,
and then let him know that we'll bring him on, and we can have the
animatronics
right next to Mariah.
I'm down. Even though I think the company is bankrupt.
Oh wait, that's the new one on the right. Why does it look like?
Because kids are familiar with CGI movies, and so they wanted to have like a Pixar looking Chuck E.
Well, not gonna lie, that Chuck E costume is creepy.
It's like old Mickey and Minnie. From the 40s.
Okay, that's the one I remember right there to the left.
That's the one. That's the one I wore.
You wore that one?
That's the one I remember. The one I wore.
What a horror show.
I mean, that right one is like a cute, like.
We say happy, you say birthday. Happy birthday. Clap your hands. Now stomp your feet. You're a birthday star at Chuck E. Cheese.
A birthday.
You're the guest.
Star.
We're here to aim
Jordan
to
sounded like one of the animatronics. I want to
buy one too.
Oh man! All right.
So we should swing by, get a couple pictures on the stage. I think it'd be fun.
I think we should perform there with the animatronics.
Hey guys, we're going live at all 50 locations.
Let's do a meet and greet at Chuck E. Cheese.
A live podcast episode on the stage.
Wait, that's not a bad idea.
Not bad at all.
But they're probably.
See, okay, yeah, and that's the new one.
Honest, I would love to try the pizza there.
Like today, like now?
I would like.
It's bad, but it's good.
Yeah.
When's the last time you had it,
though? It can't be worse than Pizza Planet, so.
No, it's definitely better. I think it's better than Pizza Planet, from what I remember. Sure.
When's the last time you had Chuck E. Cheese pizza?
25 years ago.
You think they've made it a little better, where like we could probably enjoy it?
Maybe.
Mm.
I don't know. Just that bad pizza with a cold soda.
Okay, wait,
soda,
go back to that picture.
Soda in a plastic cup.
They definitely don't have that anymore, Mariah, because I feel like they've seen all the pictures and they're like, we can't do that anymore.
That's exactly how it looks.
Scroll down, Jordan. Okay, the pizza, the slices don't match up with the pepperonis. They are mix and matching.
You got a stone teenager back there just whipping them up. Yes, there is that whole conspiracy where they don't, but. It's not like, people believe that they were taking the unused slices that people were throwing away.
Okay, no, this is what's going on, I think. I think people order by like the slices, right? You could order by the slice or no?
No.
Oh, there goes that theory.
Okay.
I did watch this hack for people that work in a pizzeria. You cut a giant like thin slice out of the center. And then you pull that out and you just squish the two halves together. Yeah. And then you just cut. So then you get a whole big ass.
Works like a charm. And you get a little slice for yourself.
I have a theory. Free slice. What if they are cutting all the pies into eighths, but there's 12 kids in the party. So they're just like, let's just add a couple. I guess they would just cut it. Never mind. Cut it more. There's 12 slices on
it. No,
there.
No, you're right. What if the pizzas are actually smaller than that? And they're adding more to make it bigger.
Yeah, what if they're just like, just take one from this pie and throw it in because there's 13 kids or something.
Exactly.
Like, what if it's a weird, like an odd number of kids? Yeah, it's like
a baker's dozen.
Mariah, you're trying to get the animatronics so bad. Look at you.
I think they're doing a great job
just
being
to back them up.
Yeah, I think this is actually a good way they're doing it. Because
I stand behind Chuck E.
Man, you remember they had the report card thing? If you got straight A's, that meant you got free tokens. Remember that?
Wait, no. At Chuck E. Cheese's?
Yeah, if you came in with like your report card, you could get like free tokens.
What? I kind of like that.
Yeah, I like that. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Incentive. Man, people, like, imagine, you know, there was kids that only got good grades just so they.
I mean, at Chuck E. Cheese's, I used to steal. Like, they had this like inflatable crown that you could put on. That was like, it's your birthday. You'd give it to the birthday kid. If there was a girl I liked at school, I would go take one of the crowns from Chuck E. Cheese's and I would bring it to school to like give to her and aww. Shit. Yeah, it was like, it was kind of fun because they got to like wear it on school. People would go nuts about
Did
it.
Did they get to take it home?
Yeah. No, I stole it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't bring it back. It was there for them to keep.
Do you think there's one girl that probably kept it?
You know what? Good question.
I would have.
Yeah.
I still have
my Chuck E. Cheese name tag.
I still have my Panda Express.
Oh.
It was only like a few years ago.
You should one time wear the shirt, wear the badge and just hop to the back and just see how long you can last.
I should.
Is it better to do something good for a bad reason? Or do something bad for a good reason.
Something bad for a good reason.
I can't even wrap my head around that question.
Just that right there without any context to it, bad for a good reason.
Absolute. Well.
Oh, bad for a good reason. Of course. I do that all the time.
You're doing it for a good reason. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You're doing it for a good reason.
I guess so. You know,
what's something good? Wait, what's something good for a bad reason?
Like giving something to the homeless just so you can post it on social media to get likes and followers.
So you see that. There's nothing positive about that.
Like it's more of like a, I guess in your heart in the way you're doing it.
Yeah.
Not necessarily saying that's the only thing, but like some people.
Yeah,
definitely,
that's a good example. Okay. So definitely not that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Like you're doing something good.
Something bad,
like,
for a good
in
reason.
In your heart, you're not doing it.
Telling a girl before a date that she looked ugly and she shouldn't go on the date because that guy is a murderer. So you saved her from going on the date because
maybe just say don't go on the date.
That guy's a murderer.
No, I was just trying to cut.
Let's cut to the chase here.
You're ugly.
You're ugly. You should go out.
You're ugly. You look ugly in that outfit.
You're ugly. The outfit looks terrible. Like the Disney Channel.
Wait, I do that all the time. I say something. I go.
She's right behind me. Isn't she?
Why do you have the gadget on the faucet? Like what it looks like for tap water in the kitchen?
Filter.
To drink out of?
I don't know. Just sometimes cleaner. Sometimes water gets a little bit stinky.
Oh, that water was.
You know, like when water starts smelling like
it's
watered eggs.
They're old pipes.
Oh, so okay.
We're brushing our teeth in there.
Okay. I was so confused. I thought it was like a pressure thing. That not enough pressure was coming out, so caused pressure.
It's also good for pressure too, but you can maneuver it around so you can like drink like a water fountain.
Oh, okay.
Or you can clean the sink.
Isn't that so gross that we put like a filter on there, like black water could be black and like we have put a filter on it and we're just.
Have you ever like taken the cap out of that and seen what it looks like?
I think that's what sold us. We were like, oh no.
That's crazy.
Like if you don't change them out every once in a while, it's disgusting.
Oh God.
I know. I go so back and forth on like, I love all my water clean. I need almost purified water. And there are days where I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm having tap. I'm just like.
There's times where I drink out of the bathroom.
Right out of the toilet.
I just drink straight out. When I'm hungover and I don't feel like going downstairs, I just.
Yeah.
But then I don't feel good after. It's like.
Do you have like salt water in the morning? You know, that's like an important thing
Salt water with lemon?
It keeps you more hydrated.
Every morning my mom does
it. Her mom swears by it.
Yeah. Like in like Celtic salt and like all of that is.
I've been putting salt in my water and I've been feeling much more hydrated throughout the day.
It like gets your metabolism going and your digestion. Yeah.
Put a little salt in your water. Not like. I wouldn't
warm it up.
Yeah. I wouldn't put like the salt. I would get like.
Like pink Himalayan.
Like that rock salt. Yeah. Like put like. Not the rock salts. Like the fresh salts, like the good salts, not like the.
Is it bad to? So you know, like I've been debating doing it. You know, the dentist always like you need just to rinse with warm salt water. It will toughen up your gums, all of that. And I'm like, okay, I'll do that. But then I'm like, can I spit out salt water in my bathroom sink?
Yeah,
that's fine. Why not? I'm just like worried about the salt like fucking up the piping. But then I'm like,
if anything,
okay,
I think
that's
it
okay.
Cleans it out. Like baking soda.
Okay. Mm. Do you know about oil pulling for your mouth? Like, so what you do is it's like, I've been seeing it on TikTok and like some people are like, it's is amazing. It is like cleaning out like the, you know how you, like you have like shit that's like really deep, deep in your mouth that like flossing still can't even get to. There's stuff that's like so deep within our gums. So you take like a spoonful of coconut oil, like coconut oil or like just, what's it called? Yeah. Like the hard kind of coconut, you put that in your mouth, you switch it around. You're supposed to do it for like over 3 minutes, between 3 to 20 minutes. But I've been doing it now. I'll put it in my mouth and I'll take my whole shower with it swishing around in my mouth. And it's like, it gets all this stuff off your teeth. It's really deep in it.
Interesting.
Us talking about it, you probably see some TikToks, but I learned do not spit it out in the sink because coconut oil, it will ruin it. So you got to like go spit it out in a trash can. And thankfully our cleaning lady puts the little.
It's like the oil, cooking oil, like putting it down.
Yeah, but I've been spitting it now because you know how she like puts the old grocery bags in our trash cans?
Yeah.
And I've been like spitting it in there and I've been she's like, oh my God, she's probably thinking it's like cum. Just like that in a little basket, that's like just like it too. Dude, I was like, ugh. But then I'm like, you know what? It's my business.
She has probably seen the craziest shit. Like I'm sure our house is like the least of her worries of the shit that she's funny. Seen.
I'm always so nice to her, but like I can't make eye contact, or like I can't make eye contact, she's so sweet. But I just sometimes the person who like cleans your shit or like not mean like your literal shit, but just like
your shit.
Like, you know, they're like detectives. I bet they'll like figure out like, I don't know.
When my mom and I would clean houses, we had this one house that had four boys and my mom would always make me do the bathrooms.
For the boys?
And they were young. They were young kids. Like they were like preteens. And like half them would never flush. And I'm like, I would see in that toilet. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Yo, nothing was worse when the cleaning ladies came in Mykonos. Right after we had just walked in.
Wait, what happened again?
We like had just gotten to Mykonos, got into the room. I went to the bathroom and like something happened. She called me out. So I like wiped real quick and just like, I stood up to go like look outside. She was like, come look at this fruit platter. So I like, I got really excited. And then as soon as I stepped outside to look, the two girls walked in and they were like, we're just going to put some towels in the bathroom.
Oh no.
And I was like, okay.
And then he turned flush.
And then I heard the toilet flush. They flushed the toilet. I was just like,
oh my God.
I'm literally going to jump off the cliff. Right
now. I'm sure it was like one of the worst you probably ever.
Cause it's like, it was that one quick second. I walked out, and it looked like I had just.
Oh, and you've been now traveling all day. I know that shit was bad too.
Now, can you imagine if they said something? Because then that's where already you're embarrassed. And then they were like, geez, you really blew it up. And then I'd be like, I'm calling the front desk. Like in that moment, like, you're already like embarrassed. And then if they said something.
And you know what's so funny? That since that hotel is so white too, it's really like when you see something like it, it takes you back. Because all you see is white.
It was because the whole hotel is. And we had just checked it. It's not like we'd been there for a few nights.
And those cleaning ladies, they checked out.
I felt so bad.
They've seen it all, dude.
Yeah, no, they really have. It's wild. I was watching a TikTok about how you know how coffee shops nowadays.
Sorry, that just
oh my god, that just
a memory.
That's insane.
That
do you remember that?
The Papa John's Winner Circle.
Oh yes,
my.
I've never seen that before.
I was obsessed with these. Obsessed. Like every time I got one, I was like, it was like winning the lottery every time I got one of those.
And we would
get those.
We'd
get those in our report cards.
It was literally a coupon, but for this was like.
Oh, I thought that was a pizza box.
Heath, wouldn't we get that in our report cards?
Yes.
Good grade. So we would get like this coupon. It was shaped as a circle, and each one was like for Burger King, for Parrot Jungle, for Papa John's.
You
for
get Game like Wars. Free admission to the zoo.
Yeah. And there were good coupons too.
Yeah.
Like every single one of those was like you got in for free.
Free ice cream. I'll use that. Mm.
Heath, I think this was just for Florida, or they did it everywhere because I'm seeing Parrot Jungle, tough? Miami Sea Aquarium.
It's rough and tough paintball. That's where I used to go.
I bet they had partnerships with certain school districts. So some people, GameWorks. Oh, yeah.
Wow, remember FYE?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Monkey Jungle. Yeah.
Wow. Parrot Monkey Jungle Island.
I wish I was a coupon person. Sometimes I'll get coupons in the mail and I'm like, do I need this?
All the time.
Like
I save all my CVS receipts. I'm like, yes, next time it's buy one, get one.
Never fucking do it.
Why? It's just such an extra step.
I know. It's just that middle class, like, we think, or why we got to keep boxes around from our old electronics. We need to keep those.
I'm just scared to use coupons because I just don't want to be denied. They're just like, oh, sorry, ooh, sir. I know. It's expired. And, right. And then
there's
so
much fine print. Actually, speaking of the Apple boxes, we did find a use for them. If you're saving them and they're just like stuck in a drawer, we put them in like a junk drawer and use them as organizers.
Oh,
So you know you can go on Amazon and buy like those plastic mm-hmm. organizers that everyone uses.
Those are like really, they're good quality too.
Yeah, the Apple boxes are such good quality. So we just threw them in there and put like rubber bands and
there you go.
Honestly, if you think about it, those boxes, we're paying for each iPhone we buy, right? Yeah. I'm sure those boxes cost us about $25-$30 a box, mm-hmm. you know? So you're better off just keeping those and saving your money.
What were we just talking
about? Unless you want to add, do you have something to add to this?
No.
Okay, I was watching, you know how coffee shops these days, there's always option to tip. It doesn't matter where you go.
Yeah.
Like even if you're buying something from a gas station, there's an option to tip always. And these ladies are talking about how it's crazy that they're having all these tipping options and how they you kind of feel like you have to tip if they're just making you a coffee. I feel like most of us always tip. It's just nice to, but this girl was talking about how a lot of coffee shops now, that employers will use those tips to pay as part of their minimum wage payment, right?
Oh, they're putting that to their...
Exactly. So once, like, they'll take all those tips,
they're counting
right?
that as income for
exactly. So instead of them paying you $15 an hour, they're going to pay you $8 an hour, and they're going to take all the tips and then finish off your minimum wage payment with all the tip from pretty much...
Does it fluctuate? Because they're like,
I think they just pay... that minimum wage. That's what the girl was saying.
So they're basically
and they
not
got
getting,
caught doing this.
They're
and
not
they
getting any of the
it.
Tip, basically.
They're, yeah, it's not extra income. It's just part of their minimum wage. It goes into the minimum wage.
Yeah, that is like that is kind of messed up. Also, like that's by keeping the books of a restaurant, up. Like for tax reasons, like that's interesting how you like write off that.
Yeah,
right. Because
if they see
my transaction is one transaction.
Right.
And if you think about it, that whenever you tip, that's not going to that person that took care of you. It's being all like saved in a
That's one thing I don't really like.
That's so sad.
I don't like tipping in the digital world now because like there is something about giving somebody a specific tip. This is for you. I want you to get this. I don't like
just going to say
I don't like pooled tips. I don't like
But you got it. The barback's still got to walk away with like tipping like Or didn't they still like get the whole bar?
Whoever's not doing something face to face with a customer and doing the interaction,
yeah,
I feel like should just be on a normal salary.
Okay, yeah, I guess yes, that does make sense.
Like,
saying when it's a pool, like everybody, even people that are not,
yeah, because doing they're tipping out a busboy, they're tipping out the barbacks, they're tipping out bartenders, they're tipping out all the waiters, waitresses.
Yeah, when I was a busboy at a diner. The waiters and waitresses, they would get so annoyed at the end of the night because they would have to take out their tips and give the busboys a tip, and they would give me like 50 cents.
But they were like,
here, have the change.
Our pay was so shit already, though.
I know.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, the bus should be just like a normal wage.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you shouldn't have to rely on the waitresses' tips that they earned.
Right. Exactly. Your wage should not depend on anybody else but yourself.
It just depends on like the establishment of what's being run.
Like, yeah. But you're right. I feel more inclined to tip with cash. Like if somebody makes my coffee, I hate some places. If you want to give them like, here's like a few bucks. Like, thank you so much. They're like, we're not allowed.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
That seems so weird that like we're not allowed. It feels like they're in jail.
I hate when you have to, right. Like you have to, and then you're kind of pushing it more. You're like, just hide it. Just please take it.
Do you ever donate?
Never.
Never.
Because
the corporations, they use that as their donation. So they don't have to pay the taxes, which I'm like, bullshit.
I've seen enough
this whole fucking business.
Crazy.
Like I'm talking about like CVS, Walmart, like the big corporations.
Like they don't, like they make enough money where they could just donate themselves. They don't need to rely on us who's already paying like for a product or item in your store to have to now pay extra. That's crazy.
You know, it's pretty crazy. I saw some stuff about how Starbucks is basically considered a bank now, like bigger than they would be like a coffee chain.
Yes.
Because everybody is prepaying on the app and they're loading up the app. So they're literally holding billions of dollars in this app that they can use to like invest, do whatever they want.
And you know there's billions of dollars in that app because people put in money into their accounts.
They have more money in that Starbucks prepaid app than a lot of big banks in the world.
Yeah.
Fucking
countries.
Crazy.
Insane. That's just money stored in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
Very wild.
I want to bring, I mean, I'm not sure exactly how Instagram is doing this, but it's kind of like the Instagram subscription where people are paying for verifications now to like, imagine how much money they have to work with now of people buying verifications.
Their income is insane.
I feel like now Instagram is almost like a bank too now.
Let's start
now
paying the creators then, huh?
Is that why they're doing it? I don't know.
No, they just got to make money. Because they realize it's also their way to make money and they don't have to like make their money through ads too.
It's crazy that they went from like getting that much money monthly just by making that simple.
How much is it to buy the verification?
$5 a month.
That's it?
I think it's more.
I thought it was I think it's 12.
15 a month?
I heard it was like 12.
No way.
Now what I'm curious, I wish we could just have an active like chat or like, I'm so curious what people think about like our listeners, their friends who are buying the verifications. Uh-huh. Is it like, oh, cool. Or is it totally normal of people buying the verifications?
Like,
judging other people who are buying verifications?
I think there's
all.
Like three different reasons why people buy verifications, right? One reason is you're a small business.
Yes.
You're not verified. You want to be able to contact different people to grow your business. It helps to have that verification because people are attracted to seeing a blue check mark when they're going through their DMs. That makes sense, I guess. And it's a business expense. So like in your small business, whatever. Second, dudes are for dudes that want that verification. So when they're DMing girls, the girls are getting the DMs and like, ooh, who's this? He has a blue check mark. Is he famous? Is he not? And then you go to their page. But it's that extra click that I feel like helps dudes when they have that verification to help them
land
a date. Exactly. Yeah.
Did you guys
12 if purchased on the web or 15 if purchased via the app?
Yes, but Instagram and Facebook are separate. So if you get both, you pay $27 monthly.
Oh, Facebook in on this too. There Meta. You go.
Wow.
Yeah, I know that. I just didn't know Facebook was doing that too, where you can pay.
Did you guys go through like a guilty phase where you started tipping on your own, like as an adult, but as a kid, like when we would go get our haircut, my mom would give us like $3 to $5. Hey, give this to the lady. It was always, to me, tipping was always like $5. So especially like when I moved out to California and I started tipping, like you don't think like times have changed. You have to tip more now because things are more expensive and they're working harder. So I would, like when I would get my nails done, I'd be like, $5 tip. And I did that for so long.
Not
and then
realizing.
I realized it wasn't a good tip. But to me, that was a lot. I was like, I'm already paying so much. I don't get it. Like my parents raised us like, and my dad, it's an Italian thing. You just tip everybody. Like someone holds a door open, like here's a dollar. It would always be a dollar because we didn't have like that much money, but it was always like my dad carried cash and it was like, give this person a dollar. So I was like giving people dollars in like 2020. Like
it's
someone robbing your groceries, like, here's a dollar.
It's just like petty. And I'm like, no. Oh, what am I doing? Well,
send a kid and soften the blow though.
That's
like,
true.
Like, oh, they're so cute. Take the dollar.
True.
Like, they're not going to be like,
now I'm giving people, here's a dollar. So they're like, and?
Your parents taught you something good, but it didn't turn out very good.
But it's not enough now. Yeah. I was like, what? I just thought it was like a nice job. I just didn't understand tipping.
You know those videos? Like, when someone gives someone a great tip, like, are you getting?
Yeah.
Like, I think it's awesome if you write a really generous tip to someone, as you should.
Yeah.
But I get the weirdest feelings about those videos where, like, someone goes in and they're like, come over here. And they get the waiter and they're like, yes. And they're like, it's the biggest tip you've ever gotten.
Yeah.
And they're like a couple $100. Well, we're going to do something better for you today. And they write the check. It's like,
good thing for wrong reason.
Yes. Like I want this person to have the money. It's just, we're filming it and you're putting this person who's already like, we don't know what this person's going through.
Yeah.
And if it's, even if it's $1,000, this person has to be like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. All of it just seems like, I don't know. It doesn't, like, I can't watch the video.
The TikToker that I saw, she's a girl. What she does is everybody, so she started doing this and then she put out got a Venmo account and people that watch her, they always send money through Venmo and then she collects so much money. Like, and everybody, I think it's public. I think there's a way that she like shows people how much money she collects and then she'll take that money and then she'll go and surprise one or two people and tip them the money that everybody has collected gave her to her page. That, I don't know why, it's almost the same thing.
Does she at least talk to like the manager before going, hey, is there an employee here who you think could really deserve the money and let us know? You've been busting your ass. You have three kids at home and you're, you know, working a minimum wage job. And there's the young kid who's just working a side job, who's a college student, who like, this
is just easy for them.
That
could be like,
and they get like
$5,000. It's just like the luck of the draw.
Yeah, I guess
you can't do
that. I would just try to figure out before I would do it, like, who is the person, like to just talk to the manager, figure out who's deserving. Can you sit them with me? And I have a surprise for them. I just would like, I would want my money going to that. If
there's
I'm
a
donating.
Difference between someone who deserves it the most and someone who needs it the most. When you think about it, if you go to a boss and say, who here could use more of the money? It's not really an appropriate question to like even get.
Great
answer.
Point. I actually saw a video today that I thought was really interesting. They were talking about when Oprah gave everybody a car in the room and stuff.
that video is wild. I just saw it recently and it's crazy.
And after they shut down the cameras and then everybody was going to go off and like meet with lawyers and stuff, they already had all of it set up. But Oprah goes, some of you, this is what a girl who was in the audience who won the car, which she said Oprah said, which I thought was like a really great point. Oprah said, a lot of you probably in this audience don't think that you deserved this free car. You probably don't think that you deserved it. And I want to let you know, it's not about that you deserving it. I want you to understand that you're worthy of it. Like you're worthy just to have the free car rather than like of deserving, which I think is like, I think we're all worthy of having a treat, having that moment happen for you. And so I was like, what a smart move on Oprah.
Not only that, I feel like even people that don't think they deserve it or people that are like not the best people to other people, I don't know. After something like that, they get a free car, they might become a better person because they're like, oh, you know what? I just got this car. Let me be a little nicer to people leaving this show. I don't know.
There's like people that do it. Like I really like Jimmy Darts. I think he's really sweet and genuine. But there's like people that will do, you know, like the first person to be kind to you, like you would reward them with X amount of money or whatever. You ask somebody for a favor and see if somebody will like give you a bottle of water or something.
I like that route.
Like people that do that, like Jimmy does that. But now there's people that are, nice people way. Are trying to do that, but you can tell their heart's not in it.
Yes.
And they're going up to people at like a job. And they're instead of being like, who's going to do something nice, they go up and steal the tip jar off of like this cash register of like a restaurant. And they're like stealing a cash register to get their reaction and then waiting like 5 minutes just to like get the person like worked up and then tipping them $500.
Oh my God.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're literally like
this isn't a show. It's like, you're supposed to be inspiring people and Jimmy Darts does it perfectly. I think he's the only person that can do it.
Like,
well.
But you're like, you're the whole thing is to like set somebody up to do something kind. But like, if you steal money from somebody, and then look at them and be like, and then be like, no.
Or the people, the guy that steals their headphones and cuts them. And they're just like,
it's all fake. That's stupid.
That is crazy. Because first off, how do you know they want these fucking AirPods? Like maybe they don't want AirPods.
What if they're nostalgic to them?
Yeah. These were my mother's.
These are my grandmother's AirPods. AirPod Pros.
My grandmother's AirPod Pros.
These are vintage AirPod Pros.
Oh my, isn't it crazy that one day AirPod Pros are going to be vintage? They're going to be super vintage. They're going to be like, oh my God, you have that?
Or the Air Maxes. They're going to be like Walkmen. Be like, who cares? These back in my day, these were $600.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I got scammed today.
Like, card. Awesome. What was it?
By a car.
Zane's like,
dealership.
Awesome thumbnail. But he actually did.
Like about a week ago, in my truck, I go to like turn it on. I start driving, and all these sensor lights starts popping up, like warning, warning, warning. Things are like pinging everywhere.
Tell them when you got the truck.
The truck has like 1,500 miles on it.
Yeah,
it's brand new.
Brand new.
So all these sensors start, it's brand new.
Tell them,
you're
I'll
like
tell
your
them.
Fucking mother.
Tell them
how many miles. It's 1,000 miles.
This is exactly how her parents, when they're telling us a story, it's.
When Italians are telling stories, you tag team.
It's collaborative. It's like
ping pong.
You pass that ball back.
Yeah, I'm not interrupting. I'm just enhancing.
Your dad does not pass it though. She takes and passes back.
She holds the baton.
There's no talking. Stick in this family.
Sorry. That was so
somebody
fun.
Give me my baton back, please.
All right, I'll put the mic down.
No, you're good. I was working off it.
So it's like ABS, and then it's like traction control light. It had stability control. All sorts of things started popping up. I'm like, oh shit. Well, this is really weird. I guess like you know, some sort of sensor went bad. So I Google it. People are like, oh, it's a common problem. Whatever. I start calling around to different dealerships to go take it in to get it serviced. For some reason, every single dealership within like 50 miles, their service department was booked out for a month. I found one.
A lot that, are like that.
I found one that I could get in like that was like a week.
Yeah.
Out. I was like, all right, whatever. So I'll just do it. And I like waited it. And I finally get to drop it off. I drop it off. And I don't hear from them for like 2 days. And I was supposed to hear later that day if they were keeping it overnight. They're like, we'll let you know if it's overnight. We'll give
is
you a
this a certified Dodge dealership? Or
yeah, this is LA. Chrysler, Dodge, or, Jeep, Ram, whatever they call them.
Okay.
And I don't hear from them. Then finally, I hear from them today. And they're like, yeah, so just wanted to give you an update. The wheel speed sensor on your front is cut. And I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, the wire has like a clean cut through it. Somebody cut it. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. Like nobody is going around cutting somebody's wheel speed. Like, so they're like, yeah, well it's cut. So which means it doesn't fall under warranty. So you're going to have to go out of pocket for it. And I'm like,
what?
I'm like, how much is it? They're like, it's going to be $500 to replace it and get it put in.
And at first when he said it was cut, I was like, oh no, the chickens. Like maybe they were gnawing at it.
Oh yeah.
But they said, no, a tool was used. It's a clean cut.
I was like, is it like gnawed on? Like could a squirrel have gotten it? And no, it's a clean slice. And I'm like, that's really bizarre. Cause like, nope, you're not just going to go.
And your truck is parked inside.
Locked behind my gate. Like nobody's going to, and that's not something you cut.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What did you say? You were like, it's not like some things get cut because they're of value. And yeah. They
like
sell
you could like take stuff off of a car. Like you want to like cut out my catalytic converter and you know yeah. what I mean? Like I understand that, but.
Which I just learned a catalytic converter. I thought it was a Cadillac converter.
Oh my. That's so funny. You just said that. My mom called it a Cadillac converter today. And I was like,
what? Just over the past few months, I've been like,
she was like, I don't even have a Cadillac. Like,
I just thought that's what everyone was saying. Go on. Sorry.
Before you continue, is like, can you check? Like, can you check yourself?
If were you this, like, coach, show me, show me.
So yeah. It's still in there. I was like, can you send me a picture of it? They're like, yeah, we'll send you a picture. Still haven't sent me a picture.
Mm. That was this morning. I'll send it to you right away. Nothing.
So I'm like, so the cable's cut. And I tell the guy, I'm like, there's no way somebody would cut that. I would never cut that. That doesn't make any sense. I was like, it's funny that a lot of people have these issues and it's like a defective piece that goes wrong on a lot of these trucks. And now all of a sudden it has a clean slice through it and you guys can't fix it. And it falls out of warranty because it looks like it was something that I did to it. So basically they're getting people bringing in this part that's gone defective. And instead of fixing it under warranty, they're snipping it and saying that, oh, we can't do it because it's out of their like warranty. They can't service it if it looks like I did something or something like somebody else did
yeah.
it.
And tell them how much the piece is.
The part's like $50.
Yeah, it's a wire too.
Like, and I was
so
like,
he's just going to get the wire like, and do it
I was
himself.
Like, where are you getting $500 for this? I was like, I can buy it for $50 and put it in myself.
are you saying that they may have, like they snipped it?
Yeah, they're probably getting people like instead of replacing it for them for free.
Are they able to turn on like that shit? Like on their end? Like you said, you said you're fucking.
Yeah, you plug in, it's basically like a computer. You plug it into the car and it runs all the codes and it'll tell you exactly what's wrong.
So they're able to like turn whatever on in your car from their end.
No, I think the sensor is defective from the factory. Like things just go bad. Like there's many computers in these cars nowadays.
Okay.
But it's a common thing to go bad. And Ford actually got busted doing this. I think like a year ago, they were saying it was rats were chewing the wires and they were showing pictures and it's like a clean slice through it. And they got busted. It was a huge service fraud.
Ford's nationwide, what are guys meeting up going, guys, heard about a great hack. We could tell like, are people conspiring to do this?
Yeah.
Does it catch on?
I mean, it's more income for them.
Heath, when I had my Mitsubishi Galant, the lights, the check engine light would always go on and there's lights that would always go on. Right. And they said, oh, it's just because the wire, like the piece that like the sensory, all it's doing is it's like moving and it's like unplugging or something. Uh-huh. And they just got to go and plug it back in. It's like as simple as that. That's not exactly what it was,
right?
But it's as simple as that. When the light
now,
comes
but
on.
But now I'm pissed if they cut my wire.
They said that was a rat.
Oh, come on. Wait, that's your picture?
No, that's not mine.
Oh, this is someone who made a same complaint.
This is from the Ford article.
Yeah, you haven't gotten a picture yet.
So this is the Ford article. Yeah, but I did Google it to see if anybody like knows that this is a specific scam. And I didn't, this is the only answer we found, but I did find people that have the same exact story as Heath with their truck. And they were like, can somebody let me know? It was Reddit. Can somebody please let me know if I'm getting scammed? They said it was a clean cut and all the everything checked it's just out.
Weird.
And nobody had answers. I was like, so people are having the same issue where they bring their car in for service and all of a sudden something's cut.
It's cut.
And it's in a weird, I asked them where it was. I was like, is it inside the car or outside the car? It's outside the car, like under the wheel. I'm
it's
like,
not something
yeah,
someone can even
it's
get
just,
to.
It's just weird, but it just like really pissed me off because like they're definitely doing that to a lot of people with a bunch of other things.
Yeah.
I would, you know what I mean?
I would love to just check the cameras. There's always cameras in those garages, right?
I know. I wish yeah. there was a. I wish there were pictures and videos of it before it went in.
That's why you got to be friends with just like a really good mechanic who just knows every car who you yeah. can just go to before you go to the big dealership who goes, this is what it
I
is.
Wish I would have like, I wish I would have looked at that wire before I took it in to see
yeah,
if it was
good. Yeah.
Because like,
oh.
Like if
you
should have
put
I
a little
proof,
hidden camera right there.
Oh just, my if God. I, yeah.
Imagine if I just took the a picture satisfaction of just catching that shit. Just hit.
I'm sure the amount of people that watch, maybe somebody's sensor lights are going on. Take pictures and videos before you go yeah. in and yeah. let's see what happens.
They put this clip on 60 Minutes. Like,
Heath, for something.
I cracked this whole nationwide yeah. Ram deal.
Could something like that shut down a whole store or just the guy would be get fired?
They would get sued, I would imagine.
If they realized it was like a big operation.
Like, I'd be so salty about it because, you know, that's not the only guy doing it. Everybody's doing it. That's how they make their money. I would want to shut that Ooh. Shit down. Fuck that.
It's also,
dude, they probably take thousands of dollars a day just by scamming people like that.
Yeah, and telling people something's broken that it's not. Yeah, you gotta.
They were way too casual about it being cut. They're like, all right, it's cut. So it's under, it's not, it's like, it's almost like they were yeah. on a script.
That makes me like my coolant level, keep saying my coolant level's low, but my coolant's full. I got it like it's completely full, but the sensor keeps saying that it's low. But I'm like,
oh, for now, the low price of $450.
Yeah, and now I'm like, but now I'm like, where's the wire so I can right. like figure
look
it
at,
out?
Look at the little depression thing inside of it.
Like open up the hood to look at it?
Where you put your fluid in.
Well, I didn't look at it. I just went sure to like Valvoline and they put
there's
coolant
a, there's
in
also
it.
Like the sensor rises with the level
oh.
how much is in it, so it could have something.
It's probably it. I've read a lot of people like have that issue, and I know it's not. I just hate that it keeps saying it. It makes it look like I'm about yeah. to fucking die, but it's fine.
Crazy. Yeah. I hate it. Why does everything
give
have
me
to
my
scam?
Truck back? I said, can I pick it up today? They're like, yeah, we'll let you know.
They also told him if it takes more than 24 hours, they give him a rental. It's been like 4 days. No rental. He doesn't.
And
have
I was
car.
Like, I'm gonna come pick my truck up. They're like, they're still working on it. I'm like, how are you working on it? What are you working on?
Yeah.
Mm.
And you know what? What if like they hate when customers are like, I want to pick up my car because most people would probably just pay it. What if they just snip something else too? Hey, let's do something else to the
Cut
car.
My brake
so where line. He has to come back.
Oof.
What law does that fall under?
What? Oh.
Endangering.
Like intentional.
Intentional manslaughter.
Yeah.
What if you're driving and you can't like the speed and you die?
Vehicular
manslaughter, premeditated
in the third degree.
Yeah, get James Martin on this case, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. We gonna crack it.
I just want to fall in love with food again.
Oh, I thought you were
about like. I'm just not. I'm hungry, but I'm never like hungry for what I like want. You know,
nothing is satisfying.
Just nothing sounds good.
Did I say on the last episode? I just want something soft.
Yes.
Like to eat every single...
Actually, if I just had like mashed potatoes...
That's all I want to eat is soft shit.
I could live off appetizers.
They should make just a mashed potato bar place that like puts...
Build your own chicken, mashed potato bowl.
But it's mostly mashed potatoes.
Yes, like a pop... Like almost like a pop or like chicken... Like what does KFC make? The...
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Just that. I just want that bowl. For dinner every night. Just soft and a little crunchy.
Some people do a mashed potato bar for their wedding. You get a martini glass and they scoop a bunch of mashed potatoes and then there's different toppings. Like a Sunday bar of mashed potatoes.
That's fun. Well, Patricia and I, we had to like pick our like menu for like
our buffet,
wedding
buffet
reception.
Style?
Yes.
Buffet style is coming back in for weddings. Because they're realizing that
to
people-
To me, it never left.
Yes, I think it's a buffet, but gosh, I could be so wrong. Sometimes we'll be like, talk about one thing and then I remember that. But we just had to look at the menu, be like, what do you want passed around? What do you want at the bar, the drinks and all that stuff?
The Bacardi wedding was buffet style and I thought it was perfect the way they did it. It was perfectly
I just like
done.
It because when you when it's by plate and you're like chicken, steak, or fish, you don't know what it looks like before it comes, and then it shows up and you're like, meh.
And you always end up looking at the person next to you like, damn, I should have got the chicken.
Right. Every time.
You want to just be able to, I don't know.
And people eat different amounts of food.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's true. Mm.
Some people like to have thirds and fourths.
Sometimes I like three portions of mashed potatoes with my steak.
Exactly. Maybe I don't want a side of broccolini, you know?
But now I have to
eat it. But I want to go double carrot.
Because you know they spent $250 a plate.
That's what the chef wants to do, though. It's his, like,
fuck
canvas.
The chef. It's the bride and groom's
pairing thing. Of it all. You got to respect.
And you know what's going to be at my wedding? Donut holes. Ooh. Tower. A tower of donut holes. Because everybody loves donut holes. Catch. And I'm going to keep that shit hot. Always hot donut holes.
Okay, Zane. I'm coming.
Or just have Krispy Kreme as like a sponsor. You know what I'm saying? Dude, imagine having the whole machine decide your wedding. And
a conveyor belt that goes around the room. That's actually sick. I would do it.
It's pretty cool.
The Kardashians, I feel like, would do that. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it first.
Okay.
Those wedding planners are going to be like, okay.
And we want a conveyor belt.
Never mind.
No, I mean, Zane, great to work with. Everything was really simple. He just wanted.
His
really
ideas
wanted
were really
the
out there.
Cream. Like the whole thing. Like the donuts coming down. He really.
It just starts
really
smoking.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Oh man.
Honestly, I think by the time I get married, there might be like an AI feature where honestly you marry like a AI woman or something.
That'd be
know
great.
I mean? But like just for the wedding, you know what I mean? Just for the look. Like everybody wants to get married at least once in their life and you want to have like
you'd
this
be,
special
you'd be
day.
Able, you'd be able to do
at least once.
Yeah, at least so everybody. You, like, when someone's about to die, they're like, I just want to like, I want to get married, you know, before I die. So they you do a whole thing.
It's probably going to get to the point where like you could do it in like a backyard and it's like AI green screened of like a destination wedding. So you're like, you're in like Bora Bora.
AI gender
and everybody
reveal.
Thinks you're at like a Bora Bora.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, we're really happy for Zane. We really are. This is what he's wanted.
Yeah.
Do we tell the people, Zane?
What?
About us?
Huh?
Oh yeah. Matt is out of here. He is out of the house by June 1st.
Matt is out of here.
Moving out.
Yes, he's moving. He's moving pre-wedding, which
we just
a little controversial.
Tristan moved out. So Patricia needed like to have a sublet, but like her whole room's like unfurnished, so it just made sense. But I can't believe it though. You've been my roommate for how many years?
A long period, luckily time.
Mm. I'm gonna miss it a lot.
Mm-hmm. You're gone, and I'm stuck with Danielle. Ugh. It's just gonna be me and her. Me and her. And
but I'll still visit.
Of course. Todd visits all the time and he overstays. He like sleeps there a lot too. I think he wants to move back. I think I got him. I'm working his way back to the house for sure. I'm 30. Yeah, yeah. I'm just trying to pull my friends
back.
I'm really just
trying to get him to move back in with me.
Yeah, I'm 30.
There's something different about being like 30 and having like, I get like two guys, but like you having a girl as a roommate at 30.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I mean, that's technically you too. I'm your roommate.
Yeah, but we're dating.
Yeah, but it's like, we're not married. It's not like it's,
Mariah's trying everything.
Yeah, it's really, not like I'm your wife.
She is grasping us. I mean, technically we're roommates. We're friends.
Oh, we live together.
Yeah, we're not together.
We're roommates.
Not by Jesus' words. We're not together.
And they were roommates.
They got separate bathrooms.
We do.
It's because ours doesn't work.
Well, y'all have plenty of bathrooms to like.
No, I get separate bathrooms. I'd want a separate bathroom too.
When we go look at houses, I love when it's his and her bathrooms in the master. Genius.
I agree.
Because
I think it's great.
Men and women operate differently.
I don't want to be taking a shit while she's doing a makeup.
And I want a vanity.
And no, I honestly like two showers.
Me too.
Two showers, two sinks, two toilets, everything separate.
And we're responsible for cleaning our own.
Well, you don't poop, so you're just pretty much just like.
Yeah, I don't have to clean anything.
Yeah, you're just.
My bathroom sparkles.
Yeah, right. You pretty much just do this when you clean. Everything just butterflies come out when you clean the toilet. What was I getting into? I forget.
A tussle.
what were we just right before? I wanted to add to that, and I forgot.
Something about root beer.
I'll see comments here and there because you know we're getting older, you know, hitting 30s. Yeah, yeah. I'll always see a comment saying you're 30. Like as I get down, and normally that I feel like that would hurt people's feelings, but every time I see it, I'm just like, I love those comments. It like, it gives me energy. when someone's like, yeah, you're 30, because they want me to be their version of 30 year old so bad, but I'll never. I'll
yeah, never. Damn straight. Good. I'll I'm never. Proud of you, Zane. No, that's a great.
But it's only those comments. Everything else. But when I see that, I'm like, I'm doing something right. You wish I was your 30.
Ooh. Make that your bio.
You wish I was your
30. You wish I was your 30.
You wish you were this at 30.
You wish I had 3 kids. Come on. But I'll never.
I'm like.
Oh my, no, my kids are going to be idiots.
Stop.
They are, but we're all going to be idiots together, you know? Mm-hmm. My kid's going to hit his head. I'm going to be running. I slip, hit my head. It'll be that type of like.
He teaches you how to read.
No, Dad, that's a lie.
Oh, shit. All right, let's close this out and jump into the unwind.
Yeah, let's close it up.
All right, guys, make sure to check out the greatest coffee in the world. We also have matcha. We have bag coffee, K-cup, a bunch of different flavors. You can get whole bean, ground espresso, whatever you want, Kumoda.com. Make sure to check it out.
You can also check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, where we have bonus episodes, we have early access episodes, and we also have episodes that we film right after we finish filming. They're like 15 to 30 minute episodes. We call it the unwind, where we just keep the conversation going. We kind of let loose too, because it's shit that we don't want to talk about public. So you can check that out, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. Everything you can get everything for $5 a month, which is also 16 cents a day when you break it down.
Did you find that out just now?
I did. I found it out like an hour ago. Yeah, oh. I was so curious, because like in my head, I was like, people like are paying for this. I wonder like how much money that is a day. 16 cents, not bad. That's less than a quarter.
Less than 17.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So and you get everything that we've ever posted for the past like year.
Bonus,
also,
with bonus that, higher you, drunk episode every month. Mm-hmm. You get a bunch of goodies. Again, yeah. patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
You can check out this podcast. We post audio form where you're listening right now. It came out Monday every week. And now it comes out on the Spotify app, on the Google app, podcast app, all that good stuff. And then on Tuesdays, we post the video form of this podcast. And you can check that on YouTube, youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Period. We love you guys.
Period.